City News at 4 o'clock. I'm David Bowers. The headlines. Court proceedings have begun today over the murder of schoolteacher Anne Maguire. Firefighters in the region are set to strike this weekend.
Hopefully from a West Yorkshire and Fire Rescue Service perspective, we're really keen that both the ministers and the Fire Brigade Union can sort the dispute out.
And Leeds will welcome a musical superstar later this month. The 15-year-old boy charged with the murder of schoolteacher Anne Maguire, who was stabbed to death at Corpus Christi Catholic School on Monday, has appeared at a youth court in Leeds. The victim's husband, her two children and nephew were also present. Our reporter Charles Engwell was at the courts this morning and he has just returned from outside of Corpus Christi Catholic School. Charles, could you tell us about what happened this morning at the courts?
Yeah, so at the courts this morning, the 15-year-old boy who was and has been charged, with the murder of Anne Maguire appeared for a very short hearing. It was only about 2 minutes long, and all he said were four yeses, basically to confirm his age, date of birth, and then when he heard the charges against him. He is being remanded in custody and will appear tomorrow at Leeds Crown Court via a video link from a youth detention centre that he's being held in.
And what was the mood like at the school this afternoon, Charles?
Well, really, sad and sombre, as you can imagine. About 2 hours ago, actually, Anne Maguire's family were at Corpus Christi Catholic Church, which is next to the school, and they were basically reading out tributes and hearing messages that everyone's been kind of writing and leaving outside the school. Beforehand, they actually laid a wreath alongside all of the hundreds of other tributes, which include, T-shirts, teddy bears, and candles. As I said, the mood is just dark and sad. But being there, seeing the flowers and seeing as the children were coming out, even putting more stuff onto the railings, it just kind of reinforces and shows everyone and how much Anne Maguire actually meant to so many people.
Thank you very much, Charles. There will be a limited fire service in Leeds across the weekend due to strike action over a pensions dispute. Three walkouts arranged by the Fire Brigade Union are set to take place, with those striking unhappy with changes to their pensions and plans to increase the retirement age. Earlier today, Ryan Parrish caught up with David Walton, Assistant Chief Officer at West Yorkshire Fire and Rescue Service, to find out more.
Yeah, what's happening this week is the Fire Brigade Union are taking strike action. It's further to their ongoing dispute with the Minister and Government over changes to the firefighters' pension scheme. We had a number of strikes at the end of 2013 and one in early 2014, and there's been some discussions going on since then, but everything's gone back to strike mode now, and we've got three strikes coming up on Friday, Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
And how badly is that affecting Leeds then?
It's mean that West Yorkshire Fire Rescue Service have to put on a reduced level of service. We've got a number of people that are available for work for us, and we've also got some community response operatives who are trained specifically to support us in such a period of industrial action. But overall, West Yorkshire Fire Rescue Service can put on approximately half the number of fire engines that we ordinarily would do. It's not the full service, so what we're asking people to do is to take extra care and try and make sure that they don't need those fire engines and that we can save them to protect life and property wherever we can.
An inquest today has revealed that heroin is likely to have played a role in the death of Peaches Geldof. The TV presenter and journalist passed away last month at the age of 25, and a report has since revealed that the Class A drug was found in her system. Geldof was 11 when her mother, Paula Yates, passed away of a heroin overdose 14 years ago. Today, Cycle City Leeds begins a scheme with the aim of making our country more bicycle-friendly. Leeds is one of eight cities, along with four national parks, that have been awarded £77 million through Cycle City Ambition Grants, hoping to improve cycling facilities. With support from big names, Cycle City Leeds is billed as a culture-changing event. A new free school has been approved south of Leeds city centre. It is expected to become the biggest in the country and could drive the regeneration of the south. The Ruth Gorse Academy will open in September on the old Morley Academy site before relocating to a £25 million facility in 2016. Rebecca Taylor, principal of Ruth Gore's Academy, says it is an exciting challenge.
The fact that it will be based in Black Ball Street in Leeds and in such a central location will mean that it is naturally a hub in terms of the development of that particular area. And to us, we're really passionate about ensuring that all students get an exceptional education, and that particular area of South Leeds really needs that regeneration, and so we're really excited about that.
The Leeds trolleybus inquiry has been in its third day today. There are plans to spend £250 million on increasing transport links in and around the city centre, but there have been some objections. Our reporter Chris Hitchings was there to hear some of the public's concerns.
That's a pound, please.
Getting on a bus in Leeds couldn't be easier, but things are set to change. Earlier today, a public inquiry took place to assess whether the people of Leeds thought the controversial scheme of a trolleybus should take place. Residents and community groups expressed their objections to the scheme, which will cost £250 million and add trolleybuses to a route between Boddington Hall in the north of the city to Stourton in the south. Earlier today, I spoke to Malcolm Bell. He's been campaigning against the scheme, which will be the first of its kind in the country.
Obviously, I'm wholly in favour of developing our city. It's very important to us. We've started on a number of major projects like the Ring Road and the Inner Ring Road and all of those sorts of things, but we failed to finish any of those. And I think we should do those first. There is something inherently unfair about this system by putting in an exclusive trolleybus system which will disadvantage A, the present buses, and B, the car users. And I fail to see why, overall, it benefits the city.
The inquiry is still in its early stages and is expected to take 8 weeks to come to conclusion, but residents are concerned over the impact it would have on the street scene of the route and the impact on other local transport provisions.
Morrisons have announced that they will cut their prices in a bid to compete with other supermarkets. They have revealed that prices on everyday essentials will now be 17% cheaper on average. The supermarket released poor annual sales results in March and are struggling to compete with discounted supermarkets such as Aldi and Lidl. They've also said they will commit £1 billion over the next 3 years to lowering prices. In entertainment news, Leeds First Direct Arena have revealed that the region is set for a visit from music royalty. After almost 20 years of waiting, Prince will be returning to the area on May 23rd, and you can get your tickets for the gig from the Arena box office or via their website tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Live at Leeds Festival will be starting tomorrow with over 100 bands playing in 12 venues across the city. Alex Armand reports.
This year's Live at Leeds Festival is set to be its biggest and best yet. Now in its seventh year, the festival will be running from the 2nd of May to the 4th and will feature over 100 bands across 12 stages, including the likes of Albert Hammond Jr. from The Strokes, MME award-winning duo Drenge, Pulled Apart by Horses, and many, many more. Sam Ward is a member of local band Other People's Lives, who will be performing at the festival on Saturday.
I've been waiting to play it for a couple of years now, since I've moved to Leeds. Yeah, just excited to have a day of playing and watching other bands. It's going to be good fun.
It's a home gig for us all, because we call Leeds our home, but yeah, I've only found out about Live at Leeds in the past 3 years, and the past 2 years I've been working it, and it's just going to be exciting to, you know, be involved with it this year.
Saturday wristband tickets are still available for £25 from Crash and Jumbo Records, as well as online. I won't let
myself break down. Now for the sport news with Georgia Sharp.
Leeds United has frozen the price of season tickets after Massimo Cellino's takeover as owner. The club announced that renewal costs for the coming season would be unchanged. Renewed tickets start from £398 for adults and work out at £3 per home game. Season ticket prices have long been an issue for the club. We spoke to fans who expressed their thoughts on this freeze.
I think the reduced ticket prices are a great incentive for a lot of Leeds fans, because they've had a bad deal for 10 years or so now, and it's about time that they got something back. And I think it's a good move by the new owner, just as a gesture of goodwill, and I think it'll make a lot of people go back.
I couldn't afford them, no. Not these days. In my younger days, when I used to go, and it used to be 50 pence to get in. The prices are scandalous.
Ticket prices being frozen is always a good thing. Keeps fans happy, doesn't it?
Ronnie O'Sullivan is currently playing Barry Hawkins at the Crucible in Sheffield. O'Sullivan is winning 5-2 as the game enters its final frame. Leeds Rhinos will be playing Wigan Warriors at home tomorrow without Rob Burrow. Their hooker needs surgery after breaking his collarbone in the Challenge Cup win against St Helens last Saturday.
Thank you very much, Georgia. Well, that's all from us today, so have a lovely evening.